This is an interesting one. We're going to spend the next few minutes looking at a couple of developments in the advertising industry. And I want to ask you, how much attention do you pay to adverts on TV, on radio, or even on billboards? Well, there have been some interesting findings from the Advertising Regulatory Board in terms of two ads. And the first one may actually be familiar to you. It's basically a voiceover of a man in a mall who's describing what he's seeing, right? His wife is on a shoe shopping expedition. And the voiceover, as you know, it's a VW Amarok ad. It's dusk, you're in unfamiliar territory surrounded by predators hunting for fresh prey, and they fresh prey, rather, and they found it. 50% of all shoes, they attack, lunging mercilessly as you guard the 12 shopping bags seated on a bench alongside the other men. You watch the feeding frenzy take place. This is not your habitat. So go where you belong in the V6 Amarok. That's basically the voiceover of the one. The second one was a completely different ad and was actually a billboard ad. It wasn't binding, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. But it's all about Cotter Joe Roadhouse and what they have on offer. And I'm going to ask Gail Schimmel, who is the CEO of the Advertising Regulatory Board, to actually talk us through both of these in a bit more detail and what her findings were in regard to this. Gail, good afternoon. Thank you very much for being with us today. I want to start with, first of all, with the Amarok ad. I think those have been widely heard in various, they take place in various different contexts. But this one was a very specific one dealing with women who were buying shoes. And what was your feeling about the way it was executed?
You know, it's one of those ads that possibly on the first listen you think it's innocent, you think it's a joke. And then when you really listen to the words and you listen to what it's saying about women and what it's saying about women's roles and what it's saying about men's roles as well, you actually reach a point with both of these examples. I'm quite stunned almost that in 2019 we're still having to point out that this type of gender objectification or gender stereotyping is not acceptable.
Absolutely, but I think it's become such a convention over the years that perhaps people are trying to, or fall back on stereotypes sometimes merely because it's a habit. But I want to ask you about the second advert as well. And this advert was of a woman lying on a couch, eating a Cotter Joe waffle on a stick, right? That's one of the products they sell. And I'm looking at the billboard right now, or a picture of it. It says the caption is "More than a mouthful," and the woman has this in her mouth, and then at the corner is Cotter Joe's branding. Why, yes, for you, was this problematic?
Okay, so there are a number of things. The first thing is that it's unclear what the woman has to do with the product. She's not a customer in the Roadhouse because she's lying on a couch, and as far as I know, you don't lie on a couch in a Roadhouse. And she's not a waitress at the Roadhouse, for example. She's just a gratuitous woman. The next thing is the product they've chosen to picture her with, while it is genuinely one of their products, is most probably the most phallic product that they have on their menu. Mm. So she has this very phallic object that she's not eating. It's leaning against her mouth. And then it has the payoff line, "More than a mouthful." Now, if the ad, and we say this in the ruling, if the ad had been more subtle, if perhaps there had been an enormous big hamburger and in the background a waitress, perhaps then we would have said, while the sexual pun is secondary and the first interpretation of "more than a mouthful" is "we serve you a lot of food, it's more than a mouthful." But in this particular ad, "more than a mouthful," the primary meaning becomes the sexual pun. And what is that saying about women? It's saying that women are objects that are used for sexual gratification. And it's also drawing a parallel between women and food. It's saying that a woman is an object, like food is an object for your consumption, like food is for your consumption.
So these are very interesting because there are parallels between them, even though in some ways they're completely unrelated, Gail. But do they tell us? Do they tell us about lazy stereotypes that advertisers are falling back onto that perhaps we haven't seen in other advertising in general in recent years?
I think they are, but I think the fact that we're getting complaints about them is what's the really interesting part. And I think it's part of all of our heightened awareness about gender-based violence and about looking around us as a society and saying, why do we have this huge problem? What's going on? And looking at every aspect of our society. And so many people are going, wait a minute, that ad has got a gender stereotype. And gender stereotypes are one of the things that is part of the conversation around gender-based violence. So I think we've seen a rise of complaints about this type of advertising. I'm not sure that we've seen more of this type of advertising, but more awareness that maybe it is problematic.
So that's an interesting development, because it means perhaps that visual literacy is growing in terms of how we critically analyze the media around us. But do you see any willingness on the part of advertisers to actually change the way they think and frame these conversations around products?
It's a very interesting question. First of all, on these particular matters, we have no indication that there will not be compliance with the decisions. I know VW in the past have complied with our decisions despite not being very happy with them. And I know that Cottager have indicated that they are going to comply with this decision. So on that level, we have compliance. The question of whether there's a bigger conversation around it, there's always a lot of resistance to any idea of the regulator becoming a nanny state, as there should be. We don't want to be a nanny state type regulator any more than anyone wants us to. But there's a lot of resistance to any sort of further regulation than we have at the moment. Internationally, there's a huge movement against stereotyping of genders, not just women, stereotyping of genders in advertising.
Yes.
And I think we have to be part of that conversation in South Africa. And certainly at the Advertising Regulatory Board, that's going to be one of our objectives next year, to increase the conversation around it, to see advertising that instead of falling back on tired gender stereotypes, actually takes the gender message and takes it forward, actively takes it forward. That's what I would love to see in South Africa.
That would be certainly a coup if we could actually get consumers to buy into that idea and vote with their feet. Gail Schimmel, thank you for speaking to us, CEO of the Advertising Regulatory Board.